So welcome to our Ash Wednesday service. My name is Dave. I'm one of the pastors here on staff. Tonight, we are beginning the season of Lent, where for the next 40 days and six Sundays, we are going to refocus our hearts and our minds on Jesus, letting him form us into people who can follow him to the cross on Good Friday and then follow him out of the tomb on Easter Sunday. If you're here on Sunday, recall that during the Sundays in Lent, we're going to examine six conversations that Jesus had with people who wanted to follow him. And through the use of spiritual formation practices, create space to have those conversations between Jesus and us in real time. If you didn't receive a Lent resource guide tonight, on Sunday or on tonight on the way in, please grab one before you leave this evening so that you can participate with us all season long. Tonight, we want you to practice being in the presence of Jesus. We're going to present five interactive experiences, some that are shorter, some that are longer, so that you can begin your journey well. And these are all examples of spiritual practices that we're going to use throughout this season of Lent. For some of you, this is going to be the first time that you're experiencing these. We're going to give a very short explanation of what the practice is and what it's about before we jump in, but you don't need to take notes because there's longer explanations in the guide that you're going to have, and then there'll be more coming on our website and on our Facebook and Instagram pages in the weeks to come. We want to use the energy we might normally spend fasting from something instead to add these practices into our life on either a daily basis or as often as you can do them. These practices will bring us into the presence of God. There's nothing magical about them, but they are an intentional turning of our attention towards Jesus. And Jesus promises to meet us when we take a step towards him. And tonight we're going to begin by receiving ashes, which is a traditional practice where the palms of last year's Palm Sunday are burned and then the ashes are marked on our forehead in the sign of a cross. And I love the expectation that at this year's Palm Sunday, as we're preparing to celebrate the resurrection, we know that a year from now we're going to burn all those palms and start this whole cycle all over again. Because that's just the human experience. We drift away from Jesus and then we gently return. We drift away and then we return. Is an invitation into humility and repentance, a moment to reflect on our mortality, our beginning and our ending, our baptism and our funeral. It invites the question of Lent between your birth and your funeral, how will you live your life for Jesus? It's a truth that you can center your life on, God's bigness and our smallness. And it's also a promise. It's a promise that Jesus saw your beginning and he promises to see your end. It's a promise that no matter where your path leads you, if Jesus is there, it lands at hope. If none of your prayers or answers are answered, but Jesus is your companion, there's hope. You're never alone. Our people who are passing out ashes can come to the front. We can laugh on Ash Wednesday. In Genesis chapter 3, God says, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust let me start that one over again. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Even that is a promise from God. Remember that from God you came, and to God you will return. We begin Lent with ashes because it reminds us of our mortality, on our reliance on God. It's not meant for guilt, but simply for perspective. We serve a God who lovingly, gently pulls us back towards himself all the time. So there will be five stations across the front. You can come up whenever you're ready. And afterwards, you can return to your seat as we prepare for our first meditation.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours are the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in me a new and contrite heart, that I, worthily lamenting my sins and acknowledging my wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people everywhere, and strengthen each of us to do your will through Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Amen.
You can take your seats. Centering prayer is a simple method of quiet meditation, removing as many sensory inputs as possible. It allows us to find quiet and stillness with God. To begin, select a sacred word that represents something about God, your trust in God, your love of God, your awareness of God's love for you, wherever you want to point your attention to this evening. Words like Christ, Jesus, God, love, mercy, Spirit. Once you have your word, sit comfortably in your chair with both feet on the floor, hands comfortably in your lap. You can raise your palms if you want, but you don't have to. Try to sit forward slightly, not completely rested on the back of your chair. Sit up and get comfortable. Once you're there, turn your attention towards your breathing. Simply be aware of each breath. If you're feeling any discomfort in your body or your mind is drifting away, simply return your attention to your breath, imagining yourself exhaling out any worries that you have and offering them to Jesus. Now, turn your attention towards your sacred word. And repeat the word from time to time over in your mind. For several minutes, we'll sit in quiet, always returning to our word whenever you notice that your attention is turned away to your body, to your itch, to your worries. Just gently return your attention to your sacred word. Returning your attention to your breath, just return to your sacred word. Anytime your mind drifts away, just return to your sacred word. Attention towards God now, listening quietly for his loving voice. Just listen. Mm-hmm.
Now that we're in this place of stillness before God, we're going to practice Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina, or divine reading, is an ancient method of listening to the texts of Scripture as if we are in conversation with Christ, where He is suggesting the topics of conversation. We're going to practice this together. First, I'll read a Scripture passage, and I'll read it through a few times. As you listen, notice what phrase, sentence, or word stands out to you. Once God has highlighted a word or phrase, ruminate on it. Repeat that word, sentence, or phrase over and over in your head, allowing it to move from your mind to your heart. Holy Spirit, please come now and speak to us. Move in every heart here and help us to hear what you want to say to each one of us. Joel 2, 12 through 13. But even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, crying, and mourning. Tear your hearts, not your clothes. Return to the Lord your God. He is merciful and compassionate, patient, and always ready to forgive. Joel 2, 12 through 13. But even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, crying, and mourning. Tear your hearts, not your clothes. Return to the Lord your God. He is merciful and compassionate, patient, and always ready to forgive. As you continue to think about the words God has shown you, we invite you to be still and let them amplify in your heart. Don't respond yet, just listen to what He is speaking to you through this passage. We now invite you to respond to whatever is becoming true in your heart. Silently, keeping your posture of stillness, offer to God a prayer of praise, gratitude, or longing. Once you have finished that prayer, continue to listen to the word or phrase. Finally, we invite you to rest in God's presence. Feel your heart opening up with a desire for the word that gives life.
Prayer of Examine is a daily, or for some, twice daily, spiritual exercise developed by St. Ignatius of Loyola, helping us to grow in our ability to discern God's will, to find God in all things, and to move closer to God than where we were yesterday. It's a prayerful reflection on the events of our day, noticing, where did I see God today? And where did I get in the way of what God wanted to do? The aim here is not to beat yourself up, but simply to bring awareness to your choices. Don't dwell too long on one individual thought. We encourage you to move on after you've become aware of your answers. So again, to begin, sit comfortably, your back straight, both feet on the floor, unless you aren't able to do that. Relax. Close your eyes if you'd like. Take a deep breath. God is as near to us as our breath. And imagine Jesus sitting by your side. Some like to sit with their palms open. It's simply a symbol of listening and receiving what God wants to say to you. As you sit in silence, focus on God's love for you. We are always in God's presence, and become aware of where God is in this room. So I want to invite the Holy Spirit to be with you as you recall your day today with grace and mercy and gratitude. I'm going to read a series of questions and create some space for you to consider each of them for a moment. Remember, this is a conversation that you are having with God. What parts of this day are you thankful for? Consider the small pleasures of your day as well as the big ones. They are all gifts from God. Call two or three of them to mind, savor them, and thank God for them. What gifts did you give to others today? Maybe your strengths, your sense of humor, your abilities, your encouragement, your patience. Thank God for these things. Now, beginning with your waking moment, recall the details of your day from start to now. Think about the people. Think about the places you have been at today. Think about the events of your day. Think about what you had for breakfast or lunch. And as you go through each moment, how do you feel? We are searching for both the positive and the negative aspects of today, and our loving God will show you those. And now, ask our loving God to reveal to you where you failed today. Perhaps some way that you may have expressed your anger, or maybe you didn't consider your neighbor. Perhaps in a moment of choice or in a moment of avoidance. Again, don't dwell on it. Don't try and resolve it. Just be aware. Now ask God to reveal to you where you loved people today. Choose one moment or pattern of your day and talk to Jesus about it quietly in your mind. Tell him about any anger, any disappointment, or any other feeling that you had today. Feel whatever it is that comes up and ask God to help you also feel his love and his mercy towards you. As we finish this evening, talk to Jesus about tomorrow. Listen and respond for a few minutes.
in that place of quiet contemplation. On Sunday, we talked about the conversation between Jesus and his disciples, where he invited them to come follow me. And throughout this season, as we sit in these spiritual practices, we want to finish by inviting Jesus to have that same conversation with us. So I'd like for you to just spend a couple moments asking Jesus to teach you what he wants to teach you when you hear him say, "Come follow me," to you. So keep your eyes closed if you want, in that same posture. Jesus still sitting next to you. Invite him to speak to you. Just be comfortable listening for his voice. You cannot do this wrong. Simply doing it is an act of faith, an act of worship. It pleases God. If you don't hear his voice, you have done nothing wrong. We're just making space for him to speak. And we're being obedient to listen. As we end tonight, I invite you to return to your breath. Become aware of your surroundings, of the people next to you, of the room that you're in, the space that you're in. Slowly come back into the world where we go out and we be the church. And when you're ready, will you please stand with me? This is a prayer from Thomas Merton. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself, and the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do, that you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, while I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Amen. And now, my brothers and sisters of the Evanston Vineyard, as we leave this place and begin our Lenten journey, may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, may he guide you through the wilderness, and bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. Good night.